everybody.
All right, well, we, I guess it's gotta be set up so we get a good picture, if you don't mind, of everybody.
With the glasses on.
Why don't you stand right here?
Wait a minute.
How are you gonna get a picture of the others?
And then now we're gonna step over to the side here.
Let's break the relaxation. Son of Davis, who was the chairman of the open bid, and then relax.
Very proud, you worked for yourself.
I worked proud of him.
Struck as a son of a bald man, old and green, Virginia.
Right on.
Very good, happy here. Appreciate your help. That's a belly, ladies and gentlemen, from bed to Virginia.
Right.
Now, Delaware is the same as the our house, our side, that's all the one that's.
That's a Delaware slot, Mike Slot.
Hey, all the rest of my.
Right.
Good to have you aboard.
Thank you very much.
And Delaware Calvin Fowler from Danville, Virginia.
Yes.
Very good, happy, appreciate you. And this is Delaware Russell Conneal.
President, I would like to see you.
Aye.
Oh, yes.
Aye.
Good to have you.
This Delaware Middleton from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Oh, yes.
Darn, I said first of all.
I do too.
I do too, 2 years ago.
This will be an interesting for you, Lisa Shaw Garland this week.
Right.
Delaware McMahon, Lisa Shaw, Virginia.
Yes, same country, guys.
Right.
Same country, beautiful place, I think.
Yes, sir. And Delaware Warren Davis from Fairfax County.
He just went by.
He's ready to buy this boy last week.
He just what?
Just went by.
Oh, why?
From Democrat to Republican.
Right.
Which way? And Delaware Edward E. Lee from Richmond.
Richmond.
Robert.
First hand.
Right.
Well, good to see you here. It's like a lot.
52.
Two.
That's a long time ago.
Try to get another Delaware, Dr. Randall Reynolds from Chatham, Virginia. This is one of them, it's about State Senator Herbert H. Bateman, Newport News.
Oh, yeah.
Very fine, Chips, well, Nate.
I know all about it.
Always ready to go.
I'll tell Larry, I'm promoting your race. This is Senator William Parkerson of Richmond, Virginia.
Sir.
President.
Hope you're off underwater out there.
Yes, sir.
Good.
This is Senator Leslie D. Campbell from Hanover County.
President.
Yes.
My wife's.
Sure.
There you go.
Well, give him my pass. Delaware W. Roy Smith of Petersburg, the chairman of the corporation commission.
Aye.
Well, the only three have nine.
That's right.
That's right, so it's a good to have you here. And Delaware Walter B. Fiddler of Shops, Virginia, Strickland, Indiana.
Aye.
And Senator Frederick T. Gray of Chesterfield, Virginia.
Very good.
And Delaware Charles W. Gunn of Lexington, Virginia.
Yes.
Lexington.
Yes.
And this is the President Pro Tem of our Senate, Honorable Edward E. Willie of Richmond, Virginia.
Yes.
Are you?
I'm not sure you know, I said they decide.
Yes.
Right.
Good, I speak.
Well, good to have you here.
Thank you.
And Delaware Robert B. Hall of Enrico County.
Yes.
Now, where?
Where is that?
That's it.
Right next to it.
Appreciate your help.
The next gentleman is a former member of ours, Doug, is now known as State Highway Commissioner Thomas R. Glass. Another gentleman from Lynchburg, Delaware, William Doug, a former All of Our football player. You're a resident.
Oh, no. I don't need any description of football.
Football.
Yes.
I don't feel the other ever good. How did you handle big tackles?
A lot of help. A lot of help.
He was quick.
I'm sure you know this young man, Richard Openshain, Republican Party State Chairman of Virginia.
Yeah, how are you?
It's time to say you're a good competition.
Very good.
Most proud of the next gentleman, Jim Austin from Oven, Oregon.
Yes.
Right home, right here.
Right.
Next Dumbless, Virginia Beach, Richard T. Short. The distinguished former congressman from our 7th District, John Marsh from Winchester.
Say, Rollinsburg.
Get this liberal in here.
$32 billion out of the defense budget, cut our carriers from 6 to 6, and get out of Greece, and do this, that, and the other thing.
points, despite the great initiatives that we've made for discussing differences and negotiating about them. I never want whoever sits behind this desk to be presiding over the second strongest defense in the world. And a $32 billion cut, a $10 billion cut in defense means that the United States is destined to be second to the Soviet Union. And 25 years from now, it'll be second to the Soviet Union and China. You can't let this happen. That is why on this issue of national defense, while we all like to spend less on the defense and put more on our problems at home, while of course we're going to get rid of waste to the extent we can, it is essential that the United States is going to be able to develop policies that will have mutual reduction of the burden of arms, which is what we can all do. We've got to keep America strong. So there's a difference. The difference isn't going to be resolved by the debates. People have got to choose that way or the other way. I would say, too, that in the field of domestic policy, the issues are very clear, even though naturally as a candidate goes along, particularly a challenger, he certainly changes the views on certain things. But when you come right down to it, if there is one policy that would add billions to spending, and therefore billions to the burden of taxes, and millions to the welfare rolls, as a matter of fact, that $1,000 proposal would add 85 million people to welfare rolls in the United States. $6,500 a year proposal, that's the other one Senator Houston said, would add 60 million people to welfare rolls. Well, that is the right direction, in my view. And we all want to do what we should do for those that can't help themselves. But anything we stand for in this field, and this is our position, should be designed to move people from welfare into work and off of welfare, rather than to move millions and millions of them. And if you pay people enough, they'll sit in their fannies. I know that there is a new wealth. You pay the average person. This is, again, a difference in attitudes toward it. It really goes down to philosophical areas. There is, this has been a debate going on through the centuries about the nature of man. There are those who believe that man as an individual is one who really wants to work, who wants to get ahead, wants to take care of himself, and so forth. Not true, in my view. Many do, perhaps most, but there are great numbers of people who need the incentive of competition, the incentive of having to do something, or they're going to sit right there and take it. And we're going to build a permanent system here of welfare, the burden that of course, accrues with the destruction of our economy, the raising of the taxes, and everything else that we have. That because you are a state in which we have just appointed a new judge of the Supreme Court. I mean, a lot of people were saying that because I was looking for some Georgia judge in the South, I was looking for some racist Southern, had nothing to do with it. What I was looking for was for a man that recognized that on the Supreme Court, where you are not elected by anybody, but appointed by the President of the United States, it's the job of those judges to interpret the law and not make the law. It's the job of those who are elected in the Congress, in the House and Senate, and so Justice Powell and Rehnquist and Berkeley and Blackmun are men, very honest men, very decent men, who happen to disagree with Mr. Justice Douglas, for example. Douglas believes, and he's always voted that way, and he's got three or four colleagues still on that court. He believes that it's the purpose of the Supreme Court, regardless of what the Congress has done, regardless of the will of the people from the Supreme Court, to determine what's best for the American people. That isn't the job of the court. It's the job of the Congress. And sometimes the Congress is pretty far off, too. Not so the president. So what I'm simply saying, if you'd like to look at various issues, I know that this is an issue, Governor, that's very big in your state. Not because Virginia is a great state, it isn't. Virginia is a very, I know this state extremely well. I went to the law school States by those on our courts.
probably the most important thing the next president's going to do as far as domestic affairs are concerned. At least, it's, I think, and I have some ideas to keep them all. I said, well, now, President Spicer, the other day, put that line in New York, but it tends a little toward a more liberal amount of beauty and the law. All of these support of ours are not Christians. Now that you've appointed these more conservative types, so if you get other chances to balance the appointments, I say no. As far as I'm concerned, the court needs a little more balance still. Four is enough.
President, you're going to get an invitation to address, make an address to Woodrow Wilson's birthplace in September.
Yeah.
Now, President Eisenhower went down there and spoke there in 60, as you recall, just in your year.
Yeah.
Now, I've had a hand or two. I've worked a little bit in that operation. And what my thought was, if you decide to accept that, number one, you're speaking in the South. You're speaking at the birthplace of a president who is international. That's right. And hang that isolationist tag on the McGovern people. Seize the intellectual initiative and point out that he was an educator, an author, and a university president. Now, President Eisenhower's mother was born 5 miles from Stanford. President Lincoln's father was born 30 miles from Stanford. Thomas Jefferson was born 35 miles from Stanford. See, now, Woodrow Wilson, as you know better than I, was an admirer of Jefferson and of Lincoln. And when you talked about a moment in history, I believe this, that you've got it, sir. I believe that you've got it. And to do it and move in there philosophically and take that role of wives of Jefferson and Lincoln and Wilson and the popularity of Eisenhower and make a speech that puts the isolationist tag and put the cap and gown community on the defensive, defend their position based on Woodrow Wilson, who justified American intervention in no man's land 3,000 miles away.
True.
Now, I've written a little paper for you on that. Yes, the Mexican border.
He's
in Mexico.
Right.
Right.
He didn't want to. He didn't.
So I've written a little paper on that.